From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. 5 days into office, President Donald Trump followed through on another campaign promise, directing construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration, as well as the passage of illicit drugs and weapons.
We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico.
The announcement also involves cutting federal funding to so-called sanctuary cities that harbor illegal aliens and expanding the force of U.S. immigration agents. It received sharp criticism from some immigrant advocate groups. There are an estimated 11 million undocumented people in the U.S. Mexico's Senator Armando Rios Peter denounced the move as a hostile act toward his country. The action comes as Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto prepares to visit Washington next week. He's under pressure to cancel that trip. Gambia's newly elected president, Adama Barrow, is expected to return to his country Thursday from neighboring Senegal, where he was sworn into office last week. Mr. Barrow's spokesman, Halifa Sala, explaining the delayed return.
Yes, a las mexicanas.
Because he had to thank those people who have actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace, consult with them before making his way back to the country.
Mr. Barrow defeated longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh in a December election, which Jammeh initially refused to recognize. He went into exile Saturday, ending 22 years of rule. This is VOA News. The New York Times reports the Trump administration is considering executive orders to drastically reduce U.S. funding of international organizations, including the United Nations. Citing unnamed sources, the paper said the orders would also begin a process of reviewing and potentially abrogating certain forms of multilateral treaties. President Trump is calling for a major investigation into alleged voter fraud in last November's presidential election. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
I think in terms of registration, where you've got folks on rolls that have been deceased or moved or registered in two counties, this isn't just about the 26th election. This is about the integrity of our voting system.
The issue gained traction this week when Spicer repeated to reporters Mr. Trump's claim that between 3 and 5 million immigrants illegally voted for his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton. Forces loyal to Libya's Eastern Administration said Wednesday they have taken complete control of a long-contested western district of the country's second-biggest city, Benghazi. If confirmed, capture of the Kunfuta district would be a major gain for the Libyan National Army after contesting control of the city with Islamist fighters for more than 2 years. New U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is to make his first foreign trip to Japan and South Korea next week. Pacific Forum analyst Brad Glossop said it's significant given the concerns of the top Asian U.S. allies.
It also could mean that they are anticipating an immediate challenge from that part of the world. You go to where you expect you're going to have to be doing something, and so they're laying, I think, groundwork for some of that, as well as dampening tensions.
Mattis expected to discuss Japan-U.S. security ties along with maritime tensions with China. In South Korea, he is expected to exchange views on the nuclear and missile threat posed by North Korea. Haiti's president-elect Jovenel Moïse Wednesday was questioned by a judge over allegations he laundered money and received special treatment to get loans as a businessman. Mr. Moïse, set to take power February 7th, has denied the accusations as a smear campaign by the political opposition. 58-year-old pop star Madonna Wednesday denied she was filing for the adoption of two more children from Malawi in the African country, rather for charity work. A judicial spokesman said the singer appeared before a judge about adopting two more children. She said in a statement her trip was to check on a children's hospital in Blantyre and work on the nonprofit Raising Malawi. A decade ago, she adopted two Malawian children. Emmy Award-winning American actress Mary Tyler Moore, who starred in two popular TV series in the 1960s and 70s, died Wednesday in New York at age 80. Moore portrayed Laura Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Later, she formed her own production company and starred in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. The cause of death was not made public. She was a diabetic. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.